How do I make cover letter writing easy? That's the question I'll be answering on today's Answering Your Job Search Question segment. Hi, and if this is your first time here, my name is Dr. Tega Edwin. I'm a career counselor and coach and the owner of Her Career Doctor, where I help women who are unhappy at work exit soul-sucking jobs, find a fulfilling career, and job search with confidence. Answering Your Job Search Questions is a new podcast segment where I'll be answering the questions I get around job searching and career development in general. So if you have a question you'd like to hear me answer on a future episode, send it to us via email to podcast@hercareerdoctor.com. Okay, so let's get into today's question. How do I make cover letter writing easy? Well, first, let's talk about what a cover letter is not. A cover letter is not and should not be a regurgitation of your resume. Your resume and cover letter are two separate documents with two very different purposes. The goal of your cover letter is to help the reader understand how the skills you have and the accomplishments you have described on your resume will help you better do the job that you are applying for. So your cover letter is an avenue to tell your career story in a way that paints a clear picture for the reader about how you will leverage your skill sets that you've talked about on your resume to do the job you are applying for effectively. And yes, the cover letter is certainly a pain point for a lot of job seekers. I've even talked to a few women who have clearly said to me that they don't apply to jobs that require a cover letter. Please don't do that, okay? If that sounds familiar, because when you do that, you are now closing doors in your own face by avoiding jobs simply because they require you to write a cover letter, which honestly should not be that painful. In my experience, writing a cover letter becomes super stressful, first, when you don't have clarity about the types of jobs that you are looking for. When you go into your job search, ready to accept just any job that comes your way, when you go into your job search without clarity about how the jobs you're looking for aligns with your career story so far, then it becomes really hard to tell your career story on a cover letter in a way that markets you and positions you as the ideal candidate for the job that you are applying for. Because the purpose of the cover letter is to paint a picture of yourself in the role you are applying for the reader of the cover letter, whether that is a recruiter or a hiring manager. So when you go into your job search without clarity, it becomes really difficult for you to tell your cover letter, or sorry, to tell your career story on the cover letter. Now, even more difficult is when you go into your job search saying that you're open to any jobs that are available. Because now each time you have to write a cover letter, you have to tell a whole new different career story. Because if you're applying to multiple different jobs, then you have to, for each job you're applying for, tell a specific part of your career story that aligns with that specific job that you are applying to. And so writing a cover letter can become very stressful when you're having to write different stories from different parts of your career to position yourself as the ideal candidate for different roles. So let me give an example. Let's say you are someone who has been working in finance for a while, and you are saying, you know what, I'm open to any job. I can do a job in education, or I can do a job in project. So let me give specific roles. I can do a marketing role, or I can do a customer success role, or I can do a project management role, right? So I'm open to any of those three roles. Well, marketing, project management, and customer success all require different skill sets. And yes, during your time in finance, you might have developed all three of those skill sets. But let's say the marketing role you're applying for involves looking at marketing data to determine customer trends. So the story you're going to tell when you're applying for that role is going to be a story about how while you were in finance, you looked at data, you analyzed data, and you used data to make decisions. when you are applying for the customer success role, you're going to need to be able to tell a story about your ability to interact with people, to your communication skills, your relationship building skills. And yes, maybe while you were in finance, you did management or you worked with clients, but that's a whole new story you have to tell for customer success. And similar for project management, talking about being organized, managing different people, maybe multitasking successfully. Those are three very different stories that while yes, you might have all those skill sets, but each time you go to apply for a role, you have to pause and redo your cover letter entirely and say, okay, which story am I telling? Which story do I need to pull to the surface for this role? And that can make the process a lot more stressful for you because every time you write a cover letter for a job, it feels like you are writing a cover letter from scratch, and that is stressful. So all that being said, now how do you make cover letter writing easy? Well, you do so with a simple formula and clear templates. When you have a formula to follow and templates to use, it makes writing a cover letter a lot easier. In my job search program, Job Search Simplified, I teach you the four-part cover letter ATM formula that my clients have used to write cover letters that convert. And when I say convert, meaning they lead to interviews for the candidates. ATM stands for attract the reader, tailor your career story, and make the invitation. So attract the reader, meaning when you're writing a cover letter, you have to attract the reader from the jump to want to keep reading. Tailoring your career story, meaning you need to tailor your skills that you've talked about on your resume and tailor the experiences you've talked about on your resume for the specific role you're applying for. You have to make the connections clear for the reader. The recruiter, the hiring manager shouldn't be guessing how you are right for the role. And then making the invitation, meaning at the end of your cover letter, you need to invite them to do what you want to happen next, which usually is have an interview with them. In my program, Job Search Simplified, you get access to a template that makes writing the cover letter easy when all you have to do is plug in your information after working through the skills match worksheet I provide for you. So the skills match worksheet allows you to clearly go through a job posting and identify the different ways your skill sets align with the different responsibilities on a job posting so that now you know how to make those connections very clearly on a cover letter. So again, how do you make cover letter writing easy? With a formula you can use to model every cover letter you write and a template you can quickly edit so it doesn't always feel like you're starting from scratch when you write a cover letter. So in Job Search Simplified, you also get access to a training that breaks down the ATM framework in more depth, plus templates, like I said, so you never have to start writing a cover letter from scratch when you have to apply for roles. Okay. Now, with this formula and template, you can write a cover letter for any job in 30 minutes or less. Especially if you're applying for similar jobs, definitely in less than 30 minutes. So if that sounds like the kind of resource you need in your job search right now, plus more resources for writing resumes, navigating interviews, and negotiating a value-aligned salary, then I want to invite you to visit jobsearchsimplify.com to join us in Job Search Simplified today. Again, that link is jobsearchsimplify.com. You can also find it in the episode description or in our show notes. Well, thanks for joining me. That's it for today's segment. I hope you found this helpful, and I will catch you on the next episode. Bye.